I'm with Paul Pope for the comic books Heavy Liquid in le Festival d'Angoulême 2008. Hello.
Hello.
How is it to be in France for your comic books?
Oh, I love coming here, and it's great to have comics and bande dessinée published here. And Dargo is a great publisher. The books are looking great, so I'm happy.
Your comic books is out since a long time in the US. How do you feel to have to make the promotion of something like that, because it's an old work for you?
That's an interesting question. It's sort of nostalgic to see it, but if the project's good, you don't mind promoting it, because if you were to think of a connection to music, if you make a great album, then you would expect people to want to tell you, oh, I really loved Sgt. Pepper, or I really loved, you know, Junkyard, or whatever album it is, Funhouse. So then I think that you just live with it. And so if it's new people reading it for the first time, you understand it's a brand new audience. They're seeing it for the first time, so it's not bad.
The main character, S, looks like you, of course. Is it a part of your personality inside too, or not?
Actually, I think we're both trying to look like Iggy Pop. But he's a projection of sort of an archetype of like a sort of a rock and roll icon. So he's drawn from Iggy Pop, Jim Morrison, Mick Jagger, Richard Ashcroft, Nick Cave, you know, this sort of classic rock and roll character. So that was what I wanted.
In Heavy Liquid, there is a lot of different influence. I mean, there is the sci-fi part. There is some parts of the gangster movies too. Why did you put all this different influence inside and not only one or two? Is it to make a special melting pot, which is your life, or?
There's two reasons. One is because I developed the project for Kodansha in Japan, and this was my response to seeing the weekly and monthly magazines, because they have so many different types of material. In every issue, it's a real barrage of pictures. And if you imagine it's a complete story, it wouldn't make any sense, because you go from golfing to gangsters to car races to romance, you know, to samurais. So I was inspired by seeing manga for the first, well, not for the first time, but beginning to work there. And the other reason is because I wanted to do a story that was very difficult to anticipate, where it was difficult to anticipate the direction. So you think it's a drug story, then it's a science fiction story, then it's gangsters, then it's romance, then extraterrestrials. It's all over the map.
How did you get the idea to create this kind of drug, the Heavy Liquid? It's a really strange stuff.
It came from reading Carl Sagan, his book Pale Blue Dot, and he suggests that if we were ever, it's possible that we're already being visited by extraterrestrials, it's just that we cannot perceive them. And I thought that was an interesting idea, so I thought, what would be a form of visitation that would be hard to perceive? And I thought radio waves, because we can't see energy, we can't see radio waves. So I thought that was one idea. And the other idea is, I'm interested sort of artistically in things like, or when I think about things like plastic explosives or nitroglycerin, it's strange to think that there are unstable objects that are explosive. So I wanted to do something with this notion. Also, I like mercury. I like the element mercury. It's interesting that it's dangerous, but it's so beautiful. So I wanted to create something like that.
You did it by your own, which is something not very usual for comic books, because sometimes you've got the guy you draw, the guy you, the colorist. Why did you do it by your own?
Well, I think it's traditional for one cartoonist to write and draw, and the artists I admire the most are people like Mobius or Hugo Pratt or Winsor McCay, and because they're one artist writes and draws. In, of course, we have the tradition of a studio or a bullpen, and a lot of great comics are made that way, even Jack Kirby. And I've worked with other people on projects. But in my case, I think it's the way to guarantee you have the most control and direction over the type of story. So sometimes it's good to collaborate. And on big projects, you have to collaborate. But in this case, there's something really pure about doing it yourself.
You use some different colors inside. There is some part, it's the background, it's blue or pink or gray. How did you decide to use this kind of color in the back?
The book is printed in two colors. It's printed in a very blood-like red and a very dark gray-blue. And so the entire book is only two colors. And it's an old printing technique that was used in early manga, specifically in Astro Boy. And it was a different color scheme in Astro Boy, but I remember seeing reprints of old manga from the 40s and 50s, from the 50s, excuse me, 50s and 60s, that was done in this way, and I think it's really cool. So I wanted, I wanted this book to have an artistic, some sort of a statement outside of the story, like something that, like the technique would be sort of different. So that was my idea.
How did you get the idea to have all the suits, I mean, for the mask for the gangsters? And
that was that came from, for one thing, I wanted to create a sort of a team of supervillains who were chasing him. So supervillains always wear masks. So that's part of it. And also, it's interesting to think about Carnival or to think about Mardi Gras, different festivals where people wear a mask to sort of disguise themselves, but to create some sort of a greater persona that they're exemplifying. So that was another idea. And I thought it'd be really interesting if someone was wearing a cubist mask, because cubism is a flat graphic idea. It's impossible to see it in three dimensions. And Philip Dick did something similar in Scanner Darkly. A character wore the blur suit. So those are all the different... I mean, the book is a real melange of all sorts of things, so that was my idea, was throw all of these things together.
It's a real influence, Philip K. Dick, because there is a drug and the visual aspect, yeah?
Yeah. At the time, I was reading a lot of Philip Dick, and my favorite science fiction novel is The Man in the High Castle, which was a big influence on my next book with Dargo, which is 100%. It's a fantastic novel, but I love his books, especially his sort of high period, which, you know, no pun intended, would have been Scanner Darkly, Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said, Simulacrum. There's a number of books of his, Martian Time Slip. He deals with a lot of interesting ideas about displacement and different dimensions, and so that was an influence. A lot of cartoonists are influenced by Philip Dick, so I'm one of them.
And for the romance part, what was the idea?
Well, I thought it was a really interesting variation on a detective. If it's a man who's hired to find someone who happens to be his ex-girlfriend, I thought that was an interesting idea. And then, because it creates a dilemma, does he, if he wants to find her but doesn't want to find her, what happens if he finds her? Maybe she has emotional reasons for not wanting to see him. So I thought this was an interesting variation on a detective story.
To make things harder for him?
Yeah. Well, yes, to make it harder, because, you know, I think it was, this idea that the most interesting conflicts are internal, especially in fiction, when you wrestle with a problem yourself. And I thought it would create some dramatic tension if you understand that there's a reason that they don't want to see each other. And if you could make it part of the bigger problem, which is the heavy liquid, what is it? Then I thought that would be an interesting way to work another angle into the story. So, I mean, in a way, the book is compared to 100%, which also has a lot of romance in it. This book is much more of a puzzle. The story is a genre story. It's a mixture of genres. It has a lot of homage to other art forms and other stories. And 100%, as a response to this, is more immediate, more personal. It's more romance. It's set in the same sort of city, a science fiction New York. but the story is much more personal.
Have you got an advice to give to people who want to read Heavy Liquid with a music?
I love the Verve, and I think the best kind of music to listen to for this book would be very very slow psychedelic music, like Spiritualized or Amendul, the German prog rock band, Hawkwind, old Pink Floyd, the Verve, things like this. That's the music I like.
You got anything to add or about Heavy Liquid?
Well, I don't think I'm going to continue with the story. There won't be a sequel, but it seems to be a popular story, and there have been a couple of times when film studios have optioned it to develop it as a movie, and that's always very exciting. Recently, HBO Pictures was interested, and it got to the point where they were scouting in New York to find locations. So that's always very exciting to consider the possibility of that. So we'll see. Sometimes my projects are optioned, and you talk to film directors or studios. And so one day, if it ever happens, we'll see it in a movie.
Okay, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.